يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا All you who have believed لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بِطَانَةً مِّن دُونِكُمْ Do not take as intimates those other than yourselves. The believers are being addressed over here. That do not take بِطَانَةً مِّن دُونِكُمْ بِطَانَة is from the root letters بَا طَ نُون Any other word from the same root? بَطَن What does بَطَن mean? Stomach or belly. Any other word? بَاطِن What is بَاطِن? Hidden. And the opposite of that is ظَاهِر Apparent. And بَطَن is called بَطَن why? Because it's hidden. Whatever you eat, it gets hidden. And remember that everything has a بَطَن and also a ظَهر. Everything has an inside, it has an inner side, and it also has an outer side. It also has an external side. It is also used for the lining of something, the inner side of something. For instance, we learn بَطَائِنُهَا مِنْ إِسْتَبْرَقْ The lining of the cushions of paradise is going to be of إِسْتَبْرَقْ Or the lining of the garments of the people of Jannah is going to be of إِسْتَبْرَقْ What is إِسْتَبْرَقْ? Fine silk. And بِطَانَةُ الثَّوْبْ is the inner lining of clothing that touches the skin. What is بِطَانَةُ الثَّوْبْ? The inner lining of your garment that directly touches your skin. Okay? You know, sometimes if there's a woolen garment or if there's a garment that is a very fine material, very fine fabric, then there is a lining inside. Correct? So that lining is بِطَانَة. Why? Because it's hidden and it directly touches your skin. There is nothing between you and the garment. From this, the word بِطَانَة is used for an intimate friend, a very close friend. A person between you and them, there is nothing. Between you and them, there is nothing. You're together. You're always together. You share your secrets with them. You share your feelings with them. You share your ideas with them, your goals, your intentions, all of these things with them. Why? Because you two are always together. Your بِطَانَة. There is nothing between you and them. So بِطَانَة is used for best friends. What is it used for? Best friend of a person. The intimate friend of a person. A confidant. So لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بِطَانَةً مِّن دُونِكُمْ Do not take an intimate close friend except for those among you. Meaning except for Muslims. Except for your own people. In other words, do not take the mushrikeen, the Ahlul Kitab, or the Munafiqoon as close protecting friends, as close intimate friends. Don't tell them all your secrets. Don't share everything with them. Don't take them at the level of an intimate. Why? Because لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ خَبَالًا They will not refrain for you. They will not fail for you any corruption. يَأْلُونَ is from the root letters Hamza, Lam, Waw. And the word Alwun is to neglect in doing something. What is it? To neglect in doing something. To give less, to delay, to reduce. So they will not fall short. They will not spare. In what? In khabalan, in harming you. Meaning they will not spare any effort to harm you. They will not leave anything to harm you. They will not fear going to great lengths in order to harm you. لا يألونكم خبالا This is why you must not make them as بطانة. The word خبال is from the root letters خبالا and خبالا يخبل is to destroy something or to make it defective. What does it mean? To destroy something or to make it defective. And from this the word خبال is used for the deterioration of something. When something deteriorates, when something reduces, it lessens and it runs out, it's being consumed. Why? Because as something is being used, as something is being consumed, what happens? What happens? It is either used up, it's destroyed, it's finished, or it becomes defective. For example, if there's a piece of furniture and you're using it for the past 10 years, what's going to happen eventually? It's going to deteriorate. it's going to be used up, it's going to become defective, which is why if you try to sell it, if you try to even give it away, nobody's going to accept it. And khabar in particular is used for the corruption of the intellect, reason, and heart. What is it used for? The corruption of the intellect, reason, and heart. But sometimes it is also used for the corruption of body. Why? Because when there is corruption in action, it's physical corruption, right? But where is it resulting from? Corruption of reason, corruption of heart. Because when there is corruption inside, then obviously there is going to be corruption on the outside as well. It is said, خَبَلَ الْحُزْنُ عَقْلُهُ. Grief has destroyed his intellect. Meaning he cannot use his mind properly because of his sadness, because of his grief, because of his depression. He is so depressed that he cannot use his mind. He has lost his mind. So لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ خَبَالًا. They will not spare you any ruin, meaning they will completely destroy you. What happens in friendship? Friends influence each other. Correct? Friends influence one another. So if you are taking a non-Muslim as a bitana, what's going to happen? Isn't it going to affect your thinking? Isn't it going to affect your reasoning? Isn't it going to corrupt your thinking? Of course it is. The way they think, you will think in the same way. The way they behave, you will behave in the same way. The words they use, you will use the same words. Which is why sometimes we see that Muslims, in a time of difficulty, what will they say? What will they say? Jesus. Or they will change that to something else. Why? Because they're so influenced by other people. They're spending time with them, they're watching them, they're listening to them all the time. So obviously, your friend is going to affect you. So لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ خَبَالًا. They will not spare you any ruin, meaning they're going to affect you, and as a result, you are going to suffer. Your deen, your mind, your reasoning is going to get corrupted. لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ خَبَالًا. وَدُّ, they wish, they love. وَدُّ is from the root letters وَاوْ دَالْ دَالْ. And wood is used for خَالِصُ الْحُبْ. So they love for you, meaning مِنْ دُونِكُمْ, those who are not Muslim, they love for you مَا عَنِتُّمْ, that which you suffer. Meaning they wish that you should suffer. عَنِتُّمْ is from the root letters عَيْن نُّنْ تَ. عَنِتَ يَعْنَتُ is to be surrounded with worry and extreme difficulty. It is to be in crisis, to be surrounded by problems. And what happens when a person is surrounded by problems? He feels very distressed. So, عَنِتَ, what is it? To suffer from extreme difficulty, to suffer from extreme problems, to be in crisis. So they wish that you should suffer. They want that you should suffer hardship, difficulty, and problems. And on the other hand, the Prophet ﷺ, what do we learn about him? In Surah Tawbah, ayah 128, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Same word. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has certainly come to you a messenger from among yourselves. It's very grievous to him. What? What you suffer. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. What you suffer is very عَزِيز upon him, meaning very mighty, very difficult upon him. And he is حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is concerned over you. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And to the believers he is kind and merciful. So over here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us that do not take them as bitana. And earlier we read about the kind of relationship that we are allowed to have with the non-Muslims. What is forbidden over here is bitana, intimate friendship. That there is nothing between you and them. You share every secret, every feeling, every thought with them. Close buddies, very close friends. What's going to happen eventually? They're going to influence you. And as a result, your mind, your deen, your taqwa is going to get corrupted. A person who does not pray, how can they encourage you to pray? A person who does not fear consequences on the day of judgment, how can they tell you to fear the consequences on the day of judgment? They will not. And remember, sometimes these effects are unconscious, meaning you don't even realize, and unconsciously you're getting these messages, or they're giving you these messages. So over here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us that don't take them as close, intimate friends, Why? Because you're going to get ruined. And moreover, they're not sincere to you. Why? Because they wish for you that which you suffer. قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءِ. In fact, hatred has appeared. مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. From their mouths. Badat is from the root letters ba, dal, waw. From the word bada, budu, which is to become manifest. So already it has become manifest. What? Al-baghda, extreme aversion. Enmity against you. How? From their mouths. Afwa is the plural of fu or fam, mouth. Fa, waw, ha, or fa, mi. So from their mouths already enmity, animosity, extreme aversion has been exposed. How? That at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, what did these people do? They were the ones, for instance, the hypocrites, they were the ones who would go and tell the enemy about the secrets of the Muslims. Or the Ahlul Kitab, they are the ones who would incite the mushrikeen against the Muslims. So through their words, through the things that they have said, you told them your secrets and they let them out. They leaked them. They told other people about your secrets. And as a result, who suffered? You suffered. So why should you trust your enemy? Why should you take your enemy in confidence? Similarly, قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. This can also be understood as they're saying bad things to you. Look at what they say to you. Look at what they say about you. Look at what they say about your prophet, about your religion, about your Muslim women. And you still think that they are your friends? قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. From their mouths already, their animosity, their enmity has become quite clear. وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. And what their hearts conceal is much greater. Because obviously if somebody is using harsh words against you, is saying negative things about you, is insulting you, is mocking at you, you know, you wonder, what is it that they keep in their hearts then? وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. تُخْفِي from the root letters خَافَيَ. خَفِي. And that means that which is hidden. So whatever their hearts conceal, whatever their chests hide inside, that is much greater than what they have expressed. It is much greater than what they have uttered. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. Certainly, clearly, we have expressed to you the ayat. Which ayat? The ayat about your enemy. The signs of your enemy. We have clarified to you. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. If you use your intellect. And this is out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that He has clearly told us that we must not befriend those who dislike us. Those who are not sincere to us. Why? Because it is for our own benefit. Just like parents, they tell their children, make sure you don't befriend such and such person. You don't befriend that person. Why? Because of this reason. They're not a good influence on you. They are a bad influence on you. Ha antum ulai. Here, you are. Ha antum, as you know, ha is harf tanbih. Ha antum, meaning here, you are. Ulai, those people who, tuhibbunahum, you love them. O Muslims, O believers, here you are loving the non-Muslims. How? Why did the Muslims love the non-Muslims? In what way? First of all, because of their kinship. Because of the relationship with them. Because of the blood ties with them. Secondly, because of the friendship that they display to you. They display friendship to you and automatically you start liking them. Similarly, you have mercy and affection for them. You have mercy and affection for them. You show mercy to them. You show affection to them. Similarly, تُحِبُّونَهُمْ. You love them. Why? Because you wish Islam for them. You love them how and why? You want them to become Muslim. You are sincere to them. Because a believer has a clean heart. And he wishes good for everybody. Whether he's a Muslim or not. So, O Muslims, here you are loving them, وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ. And the reality is that they don't actually love you. And what's the evidence for that? That they don't love you. What's the evidence for that? The things that they say about you. The things that they say against you. And it's so amazing that Muslims, they're so apologetic when it comes to their own religion. They will compromise. Huh? And they will look up to non-Muslims. But the non-Muslims, they don't compromise on their faith, on their practices, on their, you know, rules. They don't do that. But the Muslims are always willing to compromise. So here you are loving these people, but the fact is that they don't love you. You want hidayah for them, they don't want hidayah for you. They want kufr for you. You want goodness for them, but they don't want goodness for you. You want their akhirah to be saved, they don't want your akhirah to be saved. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ كُلِّهِ And you believe in all of the books. You believe in their books. You believe in the Torah, you believe in the Injil. And you also believe in the Quran. But do they believe in the Quran? Do they? No, they don't. Some of them don't believe in the Injil. So the evidence that you love them and they don't love you is the fact that you believe in their books and they reject your books. You say that the books that they have were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the original. And they say that what you have was fabricated by someone. You love them and they don't actually love you. وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا And when they meet you, they say, we believe, we're just like you. They praise you, they try to please you through words. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا But when they are alone, from the root letters خَالَمْ well, what do they do? عَضُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِنَ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ They bite because of you, their fingertips, because of anger. عَضُّوا is from the root letters عَيْن ضَاد ضَاد And عَضَّ is to bite something. But it is in particular to bite something with one's molars, the back teeth. Not the front teeth, but the back teeth. So they bite alaykum, meaning because of you, at you, out of anger over you. What do they bite? Al-anamil. Anamil is a plural of anmala. Hamza, noon, meem, lam, tamurbuta. Anmala. And anmala is used for the edge or the top part of the finger. What is it used for? The edge or the top part of the finger. So when they're alone, they bite their fingers at you. Meaning because of you. Out of ghayz. Out of anger. Out of rage. Their fingertips. Ghayz is from the root letters ghayn, ya, zad. And ghayz is used for shiddatul ghadab. It is extreme anger. And it is anger in which, like in figurative speech, you can say that the blood of the angry person, it begins to boil. What does it mean? That he reacts. He reacts. He shows emotion. In ghadab, what happens? A person is angry and he takes revenge. But he can be serious. Remember, he can do that while being serious, while not displaying any emotion. But ghayz is to only show emotion, to show frustration, to show anger. So, عَضُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِنَ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ Out of anger over you, out of extreme rage over you, what do? They bite their fingers. Meaning, this is how much they dislike you. This is how much they hate you. قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْظِكُمْ Say that die because of your anger. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ Allah is knowing of what is in the hearts and whatever they conceal. So here the Muslims are being warned that you like them, but they don't like you. They try to show affection to you on the surface. When they come to you, they say very good things to you, lip service. But in reality, when they're alone, they hate you. They will cut you up. They hate you. They don't wish well for you. And this was especially the case at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. And it is still today. إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ If something good reaches you. Mas is when something just touches another. You know, when something just touches you, you don't feel the impact. Just touch. So if some good reaches you, whether it is a blessing of dunya, or it is some blessing of the deen, what happens? Tasu'hum, it grieves them. Tasu'hum is from Sin Waw Hamza. Sa'a yasu'u. They become very sad. They have huzn. وَإِن تُصِبُكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ And if a sayyi'ah reaches you, notice tusibukum, asaba yusibu. For hasana, it was mas. It just reaches you, it just touches you. You barely experience it. And for musliba, for sayyi'a, for difficulty, for evil, for some harm, the word tusibkum has been used. What does it show? That you really suffer from a sayyi'a. What happens then? Yafrahu, they're very happy. If you get good, they're sad. If you suffer, they're happy. Yafrahu biha, they are happy because of it. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا. So what should you do? If you learn that this is how much a person hates you, if you learn that when you enjoy something, another person gets sad, when you get sad, he becomes happy, how do you feel? How do you feel? Very sad. Terrible. You want to take revenge. What does Allah say? Go take revenge from them? إِن تَصْبِرُوا. If you're patient, just do sabr. Endure their harm. Just do sabr over the command of Allah. وَتَتَّقُوا. And you fear Allah. How? By not befriending them. Then what's going to happen? لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Their kaid, their plan, their plot is not going to harm you at all. It cannot affect you. Their plans cannot harm you at all. When? What are the two things that you have to do for your defense? Sabr and taqwa. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. Indeed, Allah is with whatever they do, He is encompassing. Meaning all of their actions, all of their activities are under whose surveillance? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who has power over them? Who can stop them from achieving their goals? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what should you do? Hold on to the rope of Allah. Gain help, gain strength from who? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will you do that? What are the two things that Allah is teaching you over here? Sabr and taqwa. Remember, if you face any type of animosity, any type of hatred from anyone, you feel that somebody is not sincere to you, someone does not like you, someone is bad towards you, is harsh towards you, what are the two things that you can do to protect yourself? Sabr and taqwa. Sabr until the times change, until the tables turn. And taqwa in doing that which is only pleasing to Allah. Because many times in these situations we become reactionary and we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We try to take revenge, and in taking revenge we become worse than the other person. We become much worse than the other person. What are the two things that we have to do? Sabr and taqwa. If we want the help of Allah. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you help Allah, Allah will help you. If you obey Allah, if you do that which pleases Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I know an ayah which if the people implement, it will be enough for them, for their deen and their dunya. And what is that ayah? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And He will provide him from where he can never imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. And whoever trusts upon Allah, then Allah is enough for him. And this life is full of difficulties. Sometimes you face challenges, you face opposition from those in your family, from those close to you, from your friends, and sometimes from those who are distant. But in both situations, what should we do? Hold on to sabr and taqwa. Because إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. Let's listen to the recitation of these verses.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. مثل ما ينفقون في هذه الحياة الدنيا كمثل ريح فيها صر أصابت حرث قوم ظلموا أنفسهم فأهلكت وما ظلمهم الله ولكن أنفسهم يظلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا ودوا ما عنتم قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر قد بينا لكم الآيات إن كنتم تعقلون. ها أنتم أولئك تحبونهم دينكم وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله وإذا لقوكم قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا عضوا عليكم الأنامل من الغيظ قل موتوا بغيظكم إن الله عليم بذات الصدور إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا إن الله بما يعملون محيط.
Let's listen to the recitation of these verses from the beginning.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون لن يضروكم إلا أذى وإن يقاتلوكم يولوكم الأدبار ثم لا ينصرون ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس وباءوا بغضب من الله وضربت عليهم المسكنة ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون الأنبياء بغير حق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون ليسوا سواء من أهل الكتاب أمة قائمة يتلون آيات الله آناء الليل وهم يسجدون يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويسارعون في الخيرات وأولئك من الصالحين وما يفعلوا من خير فلن يكفروه والله عليم بالمتقين إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون مثل ما ينفقون في هذه الحياة الدنيا كمثل ريح فيها صر أصابت حرث قوم ظلموا أنفسهم فأهلكت وما ظلمهم الله ولكن أنفسهم يظلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا ودوا ما عنتم قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر قد بينا لكم الآيات إن كنتم تعقلون ها أنتم أولئك تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله وإذا لقوكم قالوا آمنا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا عَضُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِلَ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْظِكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُؤْهُمْ وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.